Walker Law with TXP's Media. I'm here with Coach Whitten. You know, a lot of people talk about the past couple years, but I know you've been here for a very long time. Your boys have grown up here.
Yeah.
The first question I have is kind of why Liberty Christian?
Well, I mean, I think it's a special place, you know. I mean, my kids were going to school there, you know, while I was playing. And, you know, we didn't know how long they were going to be there. But, you know, we love the school. We love the education piece of it. I think it's a great community. I think anytime you can partner with a school that has the same kind of beliefs as you do as a family, it's been awesome. And so, you know, I finished up playing. I was in Las Vegas with the Raiders, and, you know, they had an opening. And so I met with Dr. McCullough, and they've been great. They support us every step of the way, and we had a lot of work to do, and we struggled early on. And just to see the community show up in the rain like this and to be 33-3 the last 3 years, but to do it with our kids and character and integrity and, you know, they've worked their tails off. It's really about our players.
Absolutely. Talk about guys like Brady Janusik and other of those senior class that have kind of grown up through the program before you kind of got here and as the head coach. Those guys kind of have led the way in this team. Talk about those senior class.
Yeah, just really proud of them. You know, six of those guys were on that team as 2-8 when we went 2-8. We won the first one. We won the last one. We lost 8 in a row. I played a lot of football. I don't know if I've ever lost 8 in a row. But, you know, my thought in that was, hey, let's play these young guys. Let's build it around them. You know, I know there's a lot of Division I players on the field tonight. I don't know if there's one better than number 10. You know, he's been that way for 4 years. The bigger the moment gets, the better he plays. And that's what we talk about, you know, is that our program is about prepare. And when opportunities present themselves, we're going to pounce on them. And we're not rising to any occasion. So we believed in our program, got a lot of respect for that program. They were great coaches. They got some great competitors. Their quarterback's a special player. Yeah. But our kids believed. You know, we went in at halftime. We made some adjustments, a one-score game. We said, hey, let's go down there. We're going to get the ball. Let's make it a two-score game. Our guys didn't look back.
Absolutely. I'll ask one last question. The last play on the defensive drive was your son making the tackle. Kind of how special was that seeing, you know, him grow up and making the last play to win the state title?
Yeah, I'm just really proud, you know. I mean, any time is – you know, as a dad, your passions can flow through to your kids. And I've had so many great memories through the game of football, but none greater than being his coach. You know, not just the wins, that's obviously important, but the moments and the memories that we've had preparing adjustments. He's a heck of a player, you know, and he had a tall task tonight, you know, trying to spy that quarterback. And, you know, he just played his tail off. And, you know, who he is as a young man, being voted captain 2 years in a row by his teammates. I'm really proud of him. It's bittersweet, you know, to see it come to an end. But, you know, football's family. And, you know, I think this is a great example of that.
Absolutely. I think that's a great way to end it. Congrats, Coach, on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Walker Law here with TXPS Media. I'm here with Brady Janusik, a two-time state championship nowadays. You know, when we first talked about you, you're a young pup as a freshman and sophomore making plays. Now you're three touchdowns in a state championship game. What does it mean? How far you've come, two-time state champ, how does it feel?
I mean, it feels really good to win two in a row, but from going freshman year, man, we got whooped up by Parrish, and we just stayed true to the course. We trusted Coach Whitten, and, you know, back-to-back.
Yeah, so. you're one of the few that has been through the program. You've been through kind of the struggles and now the highs. How does it feel to kind of be a Liberty Christian Warrior, going through the ups and downs and coming out like this?
This school means so much to me, man. I've been here my whole life, so... You know, we were there in the dumps, and now we're up. So, you know, I hope we built a dynasty. Hopefully we start one, and I hope I left a good legacy.
Absolutely. One last question, and I want to get too emotional. You're going to baseball the next level. This might be your last one ever playing football. I mean, what a legacy, but how's it feel, man?
I mean, I don't think it's hit me yet, honestly. I'm still feeling all these winning emotions, so it'll probably hit me later, but I hope it's not my last football game. I hope it's not. So,
ooh, there you go. Absolutely, man. Hey, it's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for letting you cover us.
I appreciate all the coverage.
Hi, everyone. This is Waverly West with Texas Private School Media. I'm here with 2025 Liberty Christian running back Chase Garnett, who is our Texas Private School Media offensive MVP for the TAPS Division I State Championship. Chase, you had an amazing game. What did you see just offensively and on film that allowed you to be so successful in this game?
I saw some things in their defensive play. They play really, really fast, and they run to the ball hard. So I knew that coming into this game that my ability to manipulate the defense would be a big factor. So I feel like on some of those big runs, I used them playing fast against them and was able to break out some big runs and get some touchdowns.
Yeah, for sure. You had a great night tonight, but the last time y'all played Parrish in the regular season, you went down with an injury. What was it like coming back in this game, winning the state championship over them, and what was that like for you just coming back after that injury?
I feel like I still had a lot to prove. Just leaving that game, it was devastating for me. I didn't know if I was going to still be able to play for the season. So just us, me being able to come back on just this big stage and this such a huge game for us in this program and being able to do so well, it's really big for me.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And lastly, how does it feel to go as a senior back-to-back state championships and then you're on to USF next?
It feels pretty good going 27-1 in my 2 years here. I feel like I've had a cemented us being one of the best private school teams in the history of private schools, so it feels pretty good.
Yeah, you're awesome, and congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Waverly West with Texas Private School Media. I'm here with Maddox Zakiri, our 2024 TAPS defensive MVP for the state championship game. Maddox, you had a great game, two tackles for loss, and just an amazing defensive performance overall. What did you see in stopping that amazing Parrish offense, and what allowed y'all to do that and be so successful?
So we schemed really hard for him all week, obviously, and going back and watching the last game we played against them, they had switched up personnel. So at first we were just reeling a little bit to catch up with that, but we got it clicking and, you know, just really stopped them all night. So I'm proud of the way we played and the way we were able to come out and do it.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all's game versus Parrish was so close in the regular season. What was it like just preparing for this game, knowing it was going to be a tough one and just coming out on top in the end?
Yeah, all week Coach Witten just told us that it was going to be a dogfight, 12 rounds, and that we just had to be prepared for it. So we were, and we were just able to get it done. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And lastly, how does it feel to go as a state champion this season and just the amazing season y'all had overall?
Yeah, it means everything. I just got here to this team 2 years ago and immediately felt like family. So the way we were just able to go 27-1 over 2 years, like, it's a big accomplishment. I'm proud of this team, so yeah.
Yeah, you're awesome. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Walk a lot of TXPS Media here. I am here with Nate Humphrey, Keith and Smith, two-time back-to-back state champions. I mean, this offensive line dominated tonight. I think Garnett had like 230 yards on the ground. Right? Right? Big-time game. But that, you know, y'all lead the way. Kind of how is it having one of the best offensive lines in TAPS, maybe the best? I know y'all will probably say that. Talk about that. Who wants to go first? I'll let you go first.
It's just great. I mean, it's good to know that the back has faith in us. Our coach has faith in us just to keep pounding the rock. I mean, they tried to load the box, but they didn't really do much this game.
Hey, man, we do have the best offensive line in TAPS, man. Nobody could have messed with us all season. We ran that rock all season. I don't think there's a single game that Chase had under 100 yards this year.
Wow. That's unbelievable. You talk about you know, you've been here a long time. You grew up through the program. You came in last season. Kind of talk about, you know, from your point of view, going through the kind of the struggles and coming into this and coming into this new program. How has it been being a Liberty Christian Warrior these past 2 years?
It's been great. I mean, we all just kind of put our head down to the grindstone. We just keep working. We ain't looked up. He always said it's a nameless, faceless opponent every week, and we take that to heart.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, you know, being here for as long as I have, coming in freshman year, going 2-8, you know, the morale is obviously going to be low, but I think Coach Witten did a good job of having us stay focused on our end goal. And as you can see, we got better each year, and that ultimately led to two back-to-back state championships.
Absolutely. I think that's a great way to end it. It's been an honor covering y'all, boys. Best of luck going forward. All love always, man.